Now, here's your host, an American original and pioneering patriot, Tom Donahue.
Good day and welcome, America and beyond. I am Tom Donahue and we are live, and it is Sunday night, and I appreciate so much that you are with us. And I want to give a few shout outs before we jump to the content, the meat of the matter, if you will. I do want to thank, of course, WXME, Tom and Alan, the good folks there in Maine, for carrying us live and have been with us from almost day one. And I want to thank Michael, that's right, at KYAH in Delta, Utah, just south of Salt Lake City. We really appreciate them coming on board, and they're live with us. And a little bit later tonight, we will have in the overnights for the East Coast, KSLM in Salem, Oregon. And 2 hours past that, we'll have KCAA in Southern California. Thanks so much. And we do want to thank Red State Talk Radio. Have returned to this program, or I've returned to their great network, handling all things conservative from an independent perspective. Red State Talk Radio, Scott and Leonora, do appreciate that. Angeline at K-Star Radio Network as well. So let's get started. Okay, we've got, we know we have the deep state. And I've talked about the rogue state, which very few people have until maybe this very week. And the reason being is I've said that the rogue state exists within the White House, exists within the administration at large, not just an outpost, not just somewhere in the behemoth government. And so this rogue state, which actually we could call it the treasonous state, how dare this person, I do believe it's females. Others are also leaning in the direction of a female being the op-ed writer at New York Times. And, you know, if you and I write an op-ed, I don't know how many of us waste our time, but if we did through one of these media outlets, mainstream media, if you will, they would require identification. That's right. It would be an ID stamp, and they would try to confirm that you're from that town, that you actually are the person that is allegedly writing this, even if it's ghostwritten. But they say, okay, you want to cry out from the wilderness there in the White House that you're disgruntled, and that you think you're a savior, you think you're a hero. No, you're a zero. No, you're a traitorous villain, not a hero. You are a zero. And some people are saying, oh, it's a soft coup. Well, I don't know if it's soft or hard coup. But the problem is that it absolutely is a coup that's underway. Deep state, rogue state, and various other, a new world order state of mind and also of reality. That have been trying to undermine this president, undermine it, more importantly, the first America First agenda. There's no question about that. In sovereignty, and having some kind of a national identity in terms of borders, language, and culture, as Michael Savage would say, which is absolutely true. And yes, I'm a liberty lover. I'm a freedom fighter, a truth seeker, and a truth teller. I'm independent. I have taken an alternative and free thinker view, if you will. And so, and broadcasting from the cradle of liberty, so glad to be, patriotism in action. But I think about the hysteria that is running rampant because of anything that Trump says or does or doesn't say or doesn't do. There's no question that we've got this media, this vendetta media, which I've called it, and you'll probably see that name or that word or that reference be utilized in other shows, which is fine. And then interesting, you got a guy on tonight, and he's nationally syndicated, and he was in trash TV, like so many others. And when he left that show, he's remained in talk radio. And he likes to call himself a great one. And of course, Hannity's buddy, Levin, says he's the great one. And everybody's just great. Isn't that wonderful? No, you're only great if people actually believe that you've accomplished something, you've done something in a noble and patriotic way. But people that are considered great You far exceed the average, the good, the better. You're on top of the world, if you will. And I don't like braggers, and I don't like people that just throw out terms. Okay, so one is great because they sit behind a microphone. No, that just doesn't cut it. That's not correct. That is ridiculous. So I almost like to see a soft coup in the media because whether it's on the talk left, the talk right, or right down the center, because things have gotten too cozy and too comfy. And also, isn't it interesting that whether it's an iHeartMedia, various other large media conglomerates, almost monopolies, if you will, that it's okay for them to be billions of dollars in the red. It's not okay for us. And it's not okay for the small mom and pop stations. And then you have these big talkers, whether it be Rush or Hannity and various others that work for iHeartMedia, Premier Radio Networks, and Clear Channel, whatever term you want to use for them. And it's okay to be 20 billion plus in the red. And kind of teetering on bankruptcy, and fading, kind of going in and out and having these negotiations and all that. If these guys and gals that work for these major conglomerates really believe in balanced budgets and really believe in being debt-free and earning your way, earning your keep, then they should return their paychecks or at least part of their paychecks to help pay down that debt. Okay. And you can say, well, they're earning their keep. Well, how could they be so far in the red? Okay, so that means that they're overpaid. Okay, but I don't mind because I don't live my life, chasing the almighty paper dollar because a dollar was the unit of measurement. Now it doesn't really measure much of anything because it's paper backed by paper. It's fiat currency. And so yes, I still take on issues that are controversial, whether it be the Federal Reserve, and I go beyond surface issues. And I have pointed out in prior broadcasts, which are all available on podcast, and we started this program, kind of the reboot of this program, the comeback trail, if you will, of this particular host, on July the 1st. So I don't know, maybe it's edition 9 or 10 or whatever. I don't really worry about that. Now, last week's the first week for Labor Day week, which we were live, that I date stamped it. And that's because I wanted people to know that we were doing a live program and they weren't just getting something recycled. And the other thing that really bothers me when you listen to many of these talk shows, they have these fill-ins that you want to talk about low rent or maybe or just an unequal in talent. Now, if I were having a fill-in, which I've had a few over time, I always try to find someone that measures up, that actually can be on the same level, maybe even superior in terms of talent or entertainment value or interest level or whatever it might be. They might be some kind of authority or expert in a particular area. But most people get tune out want to tune out of talk radio when they have these fill-ins. They go, oh my gosh, I can't handle that person's voice, or the fact is they talk about silly stuff, or they just don't measure up. They're not informed enough. They're not motivated. They're not passionate enough. I mean, some of these people just dial it in. Well, I've just never been known to do that. Now, I have to tell you, which you may or may not be interested in. I don't try to discuss too many things on a personal level that's kind of day to day, but I had a tooth extraction earlier in the week. So I was a little concerned how I might sound. I mean, I've worked through colds and flus and things like that, but if the voice is just too shot, you just can't do it. But I'm really glad for modern medicine to at least on a certain level. But I also, no matter what doctor it is, whether it's the dentist, whether it's a general physician, maybe it's a specialist, I come in there with well equipped with my knowledge and with my questions. And I always say to the physician, I always say to the doctor that, are you willing to take questions? Are you willing to hear me out as it relates to not only particular questions or ailments, but also the fact is that I've done a lot of research. And I also are very in tune with alternative healing and modalities and complementary medicine. And if they're not, well, then I walk out. You know, if they want to be looked at as the be all end all, the oracles of all knowledge. Well, and it's not something where we have a conversation. So, like, if you have your attorney, they should be taking your input, and you should be they should actually be under your advisement as well. So it's kind of a partnership, if you will. So that's the way I see medical science and medical doctors. And it's a combination of trying to seek out the best treatments and the best knowledge and the best treatment for your own self. We'll be right back. Hold tight. Segment one in the books. More to come.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to try to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. And recently I started having a nagging bicep pain and I couldn't lift weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend of mine, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in the veins and arteries that may cause blockages. After 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and I'm back in the gym full strength. Find out more. Go to angioprim.com, ANGIOPRIM.com. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim helps promote cardiovascular health. Talk to a trained consultant, or you can call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-8221. That's 877-882-7221. This statement has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out! That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave unit. Call 888-717-WAVE, 888-717-WAVE, or visit dryhealthyhome.com, dryhealthyhome.com.
Ride the wave, Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you want to lose weight but have no idea where to begin? The Fast Start Diet, a 3-day weight loss plan, is the answer. 3 days of nutritionally balanced, calorie-restricted meals delivered right to your door. No shopping, no measuring, and no cooking. Everything is prepared for you and ready to eat at home or on the go. The Fast Start Diet has all the amazing benefits of intermittent fasting without starving. We've helped thousands of people who have struggled to reach their weight loss goals. Isn't it time we helped you? With the Fast Start Diet, you'll lose weight and feel great.
Find us on Amazon or go to FastStartDiet.com and use promo code TALK to get $10 off your first box. As a special bonus, we'll include our number one rated Lipo 3 appetite suppressant spray free with your order. Whatever your diet plans are, start with us at FastStartDiet.com.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Oh. Let's get back to the Tom Donahue Show. Always authentic, independent-minded, and truth-seeking.
Welcome back, Tom Donahue. Thank you so much for joining us and helping us rescue our great republic. That's it indeed. And that's the primary reason that I support Donald Trump. Even though I get frustrated, even though I get agitated, because you don't know if you're dealing with a 70-year-old man or a 7-year-old man. And it's remarkable, the success that he's having, in spite of getting in the way of himself. And I was talking to a friend earlier in the evening, and I said, he just keeps handing over the ammunition to load in the chamber to get fired at himself. And he's still succeeding in spite of that. But there's a false sense of hope and security that many, many listeners, many, many people that follow Trump, and again, I don't faithfully follow any man, okay, whether they're wearing a certain lab coat, whether wearing a certain saintly robe, or they have a certain presidential title, okay? It's all about the Constitution. It's about our rights. It's about our freedoms. It's about our basic liberties, okay? And it's about our sovereignty. And yes, I am excited that we do have a president that is willing to stand up for many of those fundamental issues. I know he could be even more successful, and I know he has the potential to be if he would just act a little more grown up, okay? And have some manners. And I thought that he was going to be more moral rather than amoral, but sadly, there's always this ever-evolving truth. Either it's true or it's not true. And why do stories keep changing? And you say, well, Obama did it. Well, that doesn't make it right. Okay, now, Mike Pence, and I want to get to Mr. Pence. Matter of fact, and I mentioned this in prior broadcasts, some of you already know this. Many of you still don't know this. But Mike Pence did run for political office. He was unsuccessful originally in Indiana. And so rather than running for Congress again, he took a break, but he was a guest on many talk shows and became a talk show host himself and actually did quite well as a talk show host. And people really seemed to like him personally and professionally. And then he decided that it was time to run again, and he was successful and became a congressman and a very good one. Now, he's someone who has bedrock principles. Talked to a friend earlier tonight that also we talked about Pat Buchanan, who has bedrock principles. Donald Trump has principles that are here, there, and everywhere. And he's kind of new to some of his views. And that's a little scary at times. But he's always been, at least seemingly, from even interviews when he was taking left and right positions, he got it right on trade. He got it right on nationalism and putting our country's interests first. And so the only thing that scares me about Pence is that he did hang out with some of those neoconners, you know, and he did hang out with some of these people that like the Bushies and others that was supportive of some of their interventionist policies. So I mentioned that if, God forbid, that if Reagan, I mean, the spirit of Reagan is coming through. No, in all due seriousness, what I wanted to say was that if Trump somehow, some way, exits the Oval Office, whether it's through impeachment, whether it's through, you know, I mean, these enemies, he could be befallen like Kennedy was, because he's taken on too many people from the deep state, the rogue state, the New World Order state, okay? But let's just say, hypothetically, that Trump just says, hey, I want to go back to my old life. I've done what I could. I can't take this anymore. I don't want to deal with this anymore. Who could blame him, really? I mean, but if he really is the patriot, we hope that he is, or he's become, then he would stick it out, and he would fight for us, and he'd fight for our country and continue doing so, and want to seek a second term, which apparently I think he's on course for. But if he were to be removed from office, or he left office, or whatever, maybe it was a health issue, something, you know, I think Pence would continue to some extent with the agenda, but also there'd be a part of him that would go back to the way things were. Now, some are accusing that Mike Pence might be wanting, through the 25th Amendment and through part of these inside forces within the White House, which I'm calling the rogue state, the traitorous state, also the deep state, also the never Trump state, as well as New World Order state, that they've probably been talking to him about, hey, are you getting ready? Or, you know, we want to help groom you. One way or another, Trump is going to go. Now, I would say he probably has listened to some of those conversations. I don't think he has seriously acted on them. Okay, that's my view. But, I believe that he's bedrock principle as it relates to conservative values. And I really do believe that he's a man of faith. I do believe that in general, he would do the right things. But is he hardcore enough for our listening, for you, the listener, and for those that would be in the camp that I'm in terms of being an independent patriot, a constitutional crusader, someone that really believes in, the America First agenda? Well, he wouldn't be a superstar. He wouldn't be my first choice. And again, I still often wonder, why didn't Trump bring in Pat Buchanan to this administration? You know, I mean, he's sort of like the godfather, if you will, of this whole movement. And if some of you are new to this, Pat Buchanan was talking America First way before Donald Trump even heard the term, or even understood the term, or even thought that he would do something with the term. Now, I want to get to part of this soft coup and this White House, and I believe it is within the White House. It's not just some outpost, you know, in part of the administration that's not really central to the daily functions within the Oval Office. I do believe it's someone very close to the president. And I'm just going to say her name, and because I believe she is a gossip girl. I think that we've seen video of this. We have seen her. She loves, there's not a talk show she wouldn't want to appear on because she wants her skeletal, she and Ann Coulter, those skeletal figures that go on the air. And remember, when you go on television, it usually makes you a little plumper, you know, and for them, they look still skeletal. But anyway, so you've got these, they'd be great for Halloween, okay? But let's just get over that for a moment, that imagery. But Kellyanne Conway, I do believe, and again, I don't have hard evidence. I have circumstantial evidence. But I'm just going to say because, hey, I'm a talk show host. I'm not a journalist. And I'm not the blowhard from South Florida that says he's America's anchor man, because I'm not an anchor man. when you declare yourself the doctor of democracy, well, we're an actual constitutional republic. So wise up, okay? I don't use terms that are demeaning to our republic, and a democracy would be, okay? Okay? I look at democracies as somewhat demonic, like I do the Dem Party, okay? So Gossip Girl, Kellyanne Conway, I believe there's past wrongdoings and past evidence that she's probably the Gossip Girl. If she's not the writer, and she's not the author of that particular op-ed, then she was, in my view, she was involved on some level, in some way, okay? So that's who I'm calling out, Kellyanne Conway. And why she's still in, her husband probably was the writer and she probably submitted it. It could have been the conspirators. We'll be right back, hold tight, bottom of the hour.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to try to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. And recently I started having a nagging bicep pain and I couldn't lift weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend of mine, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in the veins and arteries that may cause blockages. After 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and I'm back in the gym full strength. Find out more. Go to angioprim.com, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim helps promote cardiovascular health. Talk to a trained consultant, or you can call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-8221. That's 877-882-7221. This statement has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, it's Grace. Can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Now, back to the Tom Donahue Show, putting America first and patriotism in action.
Welcome back. So glad you can be with us. So many different ways to listen through what we mentioned earlier on the live broadcast, but also we're on a lot of different portals and platforms as it relates to the podcast and also replays of this program. I know WXME plays us at 8 a.m. Eastern time, and we appreciate that as a replay, as well as the live broadcast. And of course, we talked about some of the shows that are coming down the pipeline. I mean, some of the stations that'll play this program in the next 2 to 4 hours. And I also want to thank, Red State Talk Radio for rejoining us, and we're glad to have that reunion. And thanks, Scott and Leonora, for that. And, of course, Angeline over there at K-Star Radio Network. I do want to say that with the podcasts are becoming very pertinent. I mean, very timely, because everything is on demand. And so I try to turn around this podcast within 15, 20 minutes of the broadcast, and then it'll be restreamed on TalkStream Live, TalkRight, and Alt Media. So we appreciate the platform, and I'm a major contributor and participant with TalkStream Live, TalkRight, and also through their podcast listing there. But my main podcast directory that I upload to is Podomatic, and those podcasts can be delivered right to your email inbox as well. But there's many different ways, whether it's iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn. You just look for Tom Donahue, Tom Donahue Reports, Tom Donahue Show, and you'll find this podcast. And I don't have any membership clubs. I don't have any subscriber you know, cost or fees. I really believe in decentralization, not centralizing. And I'm also not looking to be a leader of the pack. And I don't think you should be following anyone, quite frankly. And don't follow blindly. Don't faithfully follow anyone, and always hold everybody accountable. Okay. Now I'm thinking about this anonymous. Okay, and this person that thinks that they're rescuing our republic, that they're saving the country by virtue of writing this so-called anonymous. Now, if you're courageous, and if you really believe Donald Trump is endangering our country, and that he really is, immobilized in terms of mentality, or you feel that he's a destabilizing force, or that maybe he's gone mentally insane. Well, then you should write that up. You should resign from your position, or allowed to be fired, and fight for what you believe in. But because you've done it anonymously, and you're still taking a paycheck, and still working within that administration, you're not a hero, you're a zero, okay? And I talked last week about renewing my Hall of Famers and Hall of Shamers. Well, you're a Hall of Shamer, permanently, okay? Not a hero, but a zero. A hero, no, a villain. And the media plays right along with this. As I mentioned, the policy normally for writing an op-ed, to writing a letter to the editor, they want the source of that writing to be identified, and they try to verify that. But this, they say, oh, because it's Donald Trump, and because he's our mortal enemy. Now, it is true that Trump does incite and does incense those from the loony liberal progressive left and the never Trumpers, and I applaud him for that. But there are times where you have to be, as the Bible says, wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. And the other thing that I would fault him and the Gossip Girl, Kellyanne Conway, is that they love to do these sit-down interviews. They love being part of that celebrity culture. They want to be part of the limelight. You don't need the limelight. You're the president of the United States. You're the leader of the free world. Matter of fact, like the whole world. And of course, you know how to use Twitter, which sometimes is for the good, sometimes it's not so wise, so prudent. And that you also know how to call news conferences, and you know how to do these rallies. So they're televised on Fox and other venues. So why do you need this? Why do you need the mainstream media? Why do you need that lamestream media? Why do you need the vendetta, villainous, vicious, vermin media? These miscreants, these minions and mavens and moguls and maggots. You don't need them. But he still decides to sit down, do interviews. And he still wanted to be interviewed by Bob Woodward. I mean, the tapes are very clear that, he was seemingly annoyed that he wasn't contacted directly and that he wanted to be interviewed. Why would anybody in the right mind? I mean, it's this unnatural craving for celebrity. And it's not just Donald Trump. It's our culture. I mean, if you turn on the television now with 500 plus channels, how many of them are reality, so-called reality, which are really unreality-based shows? People they want their 1 minute of fame. Some get 15 minutes of fame. Donald Trump still thinks he's in that celebrity world, and instead of the political world, that's more important. That's actually more real. And so if he just said that, if he would just shut that off, shut that down. And yeah, occasionally go on Fox News, no problem there. If someone's really a credible journalist, someone that's been fair-minded, that actually prints the truth. Again, I don't really like the term fake news as much, because there's fake and there's real and there's somewhere in between. And I've said before, I like the word biased news, because they're reporting something and everybody has a bias. There is no such thing as objective reality unless you're the creator God, because we all have a point of view. We all are influenced by our upbringing and by our views and our values. And so so everything is subjective. Now, can you try to work towards being at least fair-minded, maybe somewhat objective? Yes, but there's very few that do. So I would shut out the hissy fits and the hysteria and this and these media maggots. Okay, you don't need them. And the other thing, speaking of media, and there is a component called social media, which we all know, and Donald Trump has harnessed, like I say, sometimes for the good, sometimes not so good, but they have become these behemoths, and they have become these monstrosities that are monopolies. And one of my heroes, in the political realm from years back, and I think Donald Trump would attest to that, and has a kinship, if you will, in terms of philosophy and ideology, is Teddy Roosevelt. And Teddy Roosevelt was a trust buster. So I do believe, and the left seems to always love when government comes in and regulates. So I think Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and all these other social media platforms that have become too big with little or no competition there needs to be oversight. There needs to be some kind of congressional or senatorial oversight to make sure that things are fair and that make sure that they're servicing as a public utility, because that's what they are, or at least supposed to be. Now, I also do understand that when you sign on to a Twitter, a Facebook, YouTube, and all, there are certain terms of service. Now, if you violate those terms, at least the way things are unregulated now, these corporations can turn you off. I mean, they can shut you down. They can say, see you later. Bye-bye. Then, as I talked about in terms of the flamboyant nature, and sometimes the it's more the style rather than the substance of Donald Trump, that's what you get with AJ and the bullhorn. Now, I found out that now his apps are no longer part of iTunes or Apple. So little by little, because he's been so discredited and so disreputable, Alex Jones. Now, to me, you have to be steeped in truth and bedrock principles, whether you're a political leader, whether you're doing a talk program, unless you just say, hey, I'm just an entertainer. And so everything's about credibility. And he lost his credibility a long time ago. And he basically has been a pimp and a profiteer in terms of the media, okay? And I said his apish antics, and it's just off the charts. Right back, hold tight.
Hi, folks. So many people have tried CBD and have not had the best results. Not because CBD doesn't work, but because the CBD companies are substandard. Well, here at Ancient Life Oil, there is no compromise in quality of product. Our product is non-GMO and all organic. And of course, there's less than 0.003 THC. No psychoactive feelings. The oils we use are blended for maximum absorption. You ask me, what does CBD oil do for the body? Unfortunately, I can't say. It's a claim thing. Think about body super maintenance. Think about restoring your house. Not an add-on, just a restoration. Think about logging on to ancientlifeoil.com. No, no, no. You need to log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. I personally wouldn't be without my Ancient Life Oil, and neither should you. Test the waters and see how you feel. ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new paranormal radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the paranormal radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The paranormal radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out! That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave unit. Call 888-717-WAVE, 888-717-WAVE, or visit dryhealthyhome.com, dryhealthyhome.com.
Ride the wave, Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to try to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. And recently I started having a nagging bicep pain and I couldn't lift weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend of mine, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in the veins and arteries that may cause blockages. After 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and I'm back in the gym full strength. Find out more. Go to angioprim.com, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim helps promote cardiovascular health. Talk to a trained consultant, or you can call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-8221. That's 877-882-7221. This statement has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now, back to the Tom Donahue Show, liberty loving and freedom fighting.
Welcome back, Tom Donahue. I am indeed, and so glad you can be with us for the final segment. And by the way, some of you are new to this program, or at least returning to this program. Thanks to Red State Talk Radio, among other portals and venues, and many great stations. I want to say that the podcasts are free and downloadable, and you can share with whomever by going to TomDonahueReports.com, TomDonahueReports.com, or just type in my name, Tom Donahue, through those monopolistic search engines, and you'll find me. But you can also find me at TalkStream Live. I'm also the news editor there as well as program director. So you can access the news headlines. You can access the podcast there. But again, just type in Tom Donahue or TomDonahueReports.com. Okay, it's time to purge. And I'm talking about this political cesspool. And we've talked about the swamp or the sewer. Okay, the political sewer is right there in the White House. And some of you are not going to like this, and I've kind of alluded to this before, but his kids got to go too. Bye-bye. See you later. Okay? Go back to jewelry. Go back to running the family business. Because, and some say, well, Jared's been great. He's a mute, but he's done just wonderful things in the Middle East and with the new NAFTA deal. I don't know about that. It doesn't seem like he can even speak up. Okay, so if he can't speak for himself, I don't know how he's doing any high level negotiations. At least that's one thing Donald Trump can do, and even the Obama nation. Yeah, Obama's reappeared. Okay, and he's broken protocol, which is nothing unusual, and speaking out against Donald Trump. Okay, so he's now trying to lead the resistance that Hillary Clinton failed to do. Okay, and so what are they resisting? Actually, maybe Donald Trump's personality, but in terms of policies, he's been a wonderkind to this country. He's been, he's accomplished more in so little time than almost any president, especially in the modern era. That's a fact. Okay, yes, he can be irritating and frustrating at times. But the point is, he's getting the job done and he can do a better job. But yes, he needs to purge the White House. So the kids got to go. Kellyanne Conway's got to go. I don't even know why Donald Trump hasn't. There's some strange relationship there. I don't know what it is. I know she was great at the end of the campaign and she was in getting him where he needed to be. And the polling group and all that, and she could still do that. But she's been caught on tape many, many times. She has loose lips and definitely sinks ships. And you don't need this political hussy. Okay, I mean, just get her out of there. So there's many others. Like, why did he hire, put into cabinet post and other high level positions that he knew were globalists, like Gary Cohn? And allegedly, and he hasn't denied it, and apparently he said it to Woodward, that he stole papers off the president's desk because he didn't want him to sign it. And he admits that he's a globalist, an internationalist, and there's no question he was a never-Trumper. But Trump brought him in because he thought, hey, he's a financial guy. He brings in these financial banker guys, like he brings in generals, okay? I don't know what the fascination is, but nevertheless, why didn't you make sure that everybody was hardcore America firsters? And there's many patriotic Americans that would have taken positions within that White House. Instead, it was not staffed with the right people. And that's why the turnstile is the highest in history. Okay. So the great purge has to be done. And otherwise, they're going to continue plundering the White House. And look at the scandals around some of these cabinet heads. And how long it takes for him to finally, because he doesn't fire people in person. He's great on TV. But if it were me, you'd be coming into that Oval Office, and I'd be looking you right in the eye, and I'd tell you, you're fired, okay? And the reasons why you're fired. He doesn't do that, okay? He sends out a tweet, okay? But the other thing I wanted to mention is that Rand Paul, I mean, some of these relationships are pretty interesting, how Donald Trump has evolved with Ted Cruz, with Senator Rand Paul. And there was a lot of animosity, not the friendliest and certainly not friendships environment between Trump and some of these political adversaries. But nevertheless, Rand Paul says, and this was printed and published in The Hill, he said Trump should use lie detector tests to find the anonymous New York Times op-ed author. And I agree. Now, Obama, apparently, according to the Washington Examiner, said that Obama prosecuted staff leakers. He gave lie detector tests. He got very paranoid about that. And of course, his friendly media, they weren't adversaries, of course. They were patsies and pansies and just loved Obama. They certainly didn't report, just like the kids in the cages in those pictures and the parents being separated from the children, from the illegal migrants, the border crossers, the intruders, the invaders of the country. Obama was doing those, and those pictures came from his error, and they weren't from the Trump error. But that doesn't get reported, except if it's a conservative venue that is at least to some degree supportive of the president and his policies and his America First agenda. So I wholeheartedly believe that whatever it takes, because this is now a rogue state, which is really a treasonous state that's within the White House confines. Besides various cabinet posts, and I was talking about them going rogue a long time ago, besides the deep state that's so embedded in the DOJ and in the State Department and the FBI, and you can listen to other programs that are on repeater mode and will tell you every name and tell you every little detail, and I don't have the time or the inclination to do that, but the information is out there for sure. So we're dealing with the rogue state, we're dealing with the deep state, we're dealing with the treasonous state, we're dealing with the New World Order state, we're dealing with a coup underway. And so it is time to rise up. And we need to be able to resist the resistors. Because essentially, they're looking for a coup and a major overthrow here. And it is an act of treason. And that's the way I see it. That's my viewpoint on this. And then you got Papadopoulos. He sends his wife on to Fox News and tries to plead for a pardon that at most he was going to get was 6 months. He got 14 days. And now he's saying that his testimony could help demonstrate collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. This is according to The Hill. And I'm telling you that there's been so many traitors in terms of people that were within the inner circle of Trump, people that have worked with him and have known him for many years. So they're flipping like crazy, and they're taping like crazy. I mean, how do you bring in the other hussy, Omarosa, this lowlife, you know, a celebrity wannabe? How did she get a position there? Now, some might say, well, he wanted to make sure there was more African Americans and more minorities and women, and she was flattering to him. Well, he always seems to fall for false flattery, but nevertheless, you know, and he's supposed to be such a genius. Well, he's not a political genius. It's a fact. He's not the most educated president. He's not the smartest president, but he'll tell you he is. People that are smart, that are geniuses, that are successful. Now, he's business-wise, overall, primarily successful, okay? Even as a celebrity, successful. I remember when Celebrity Apprentice, there was a short time it was number one and for NBC and for within the TV industry. But it wasn't, and there were times where he was saying it was still number one, and it wasn't even the top 10. But I just like, whether it's my president, whether it's any other political leaders, anybody that's in the media, anybody that's within family, friends, just tell me the truth, the unvarnished truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And I cannot support half-truths. I cannot support any kind of prevarication and certainly outright lies. And so it's time that we stand up for the agenda more than anything. But this president is under siege. He is being undermined, and we've got to do what we can to protect the presidency, protect the agenda, protect our great country and our values, and that's what it's all about. So I'm Tom Donahue, Patriotism in Action, putting America first, New World Order dead last, and until we meet again, have a great evening.
TalkRite, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRite makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRite today from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.